This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
Now that Antonio Brown is not going to play with, with Tom Brady in Tampa, and he may not play in the NFL again, but that doesn't mean that he doesn't want to play in the NFL. Now he tweeted out a picture of him and Lamar Jackson and then put scary sight on it. So that's his new thing now. Now he wants to play for the Baltimore Ravens. I mean, look, he's running out of teams, right? That's the thing with him. Every week it'll change and he'll try to, because he just wants to get in and play with anybody. So now it's Lamar Jackson. If you're in Baltimore, do you really want that guy on that team? Lamar Jackson is a phenomenal young man. I may not believe that he'll ever be a great passer, but he's a phenomenal young man. I wouldn't want, and you've got a couple of young receivers there on that team, I wouldn't want Antonio Brown with that crew. That's not the influence I want around those guys. Even though I think Lamar Jackson is mentally tough enough, because he's such a, I think he's a great person at heart. You know what I mean? Like Lamar, you're not going to change who he is. Like you can put Antonio Brown around Russell Wilson and Tim Tebow and those kind of cats, and they would never change. I mean, Tim Tebow was on a team in Florida that had all kinds of jailbirds, and it didn't do anything to him. He was still the best human being on the planet, right? And so those kind of people never change. Lamar's that kind of guy. He's like the Tebows and the Russell Wilsons of the world. That they're just awesome. How they are just great at handling everything. Pretty much, they're just good human beings. So Antonio won't affect him, but he could affect others, and he could disrupt, which is the most that you've got to worry about if you're Baltimore. And with the success you had last year, You need all those guys to grow together, not bring in an ingredient that really does not mesh with what's going on right now. You know, John Harbaugh doesn't need that headache either. I'm sure he doesn't want that kind of headache. So there you go. So that's the latest with AB. Now he's throwing that out there.